おはようございます
。おはようございます。
Good morning.
Good morning.
先週はクリスマスイブ、クリスマスでお疲れ様でした。
Last week was Christmas Eve and Christmas, and we hope you all had a really great time celebrating.
ハナちゃんの素敵な歌、賛美と、あと素晴らしいメッセージとね、たくさんの人が来てくれて、みんなで楽しい良い時間を過ごせたこと、本当に感謝します。
We're so thankful to God for the way that He blessed our time on Christmas Eve celebrating, especially Hannah gave of her gift, her musical gift, her voice and sang, and we had so many visitors from the community, and we're thankful for that.
ただ24日、25日が終わって、こう街を見てみると、もう全部クリスマスのもの片付けられて、今、正月モードに入っているところです。
If you look around town, you'll see December 24th, December 25th, okay, whoop!Clean up all those Christmas decorations, and now it's time to go into New Year's mode.
でもクリスマスってのは25日だけじゃないんですよね。この。
But Christmas doesn't really end December 25th.
クリスマスではこの降誕節からイエス様が生まれる季節、それっていうのはだいたい2週間前後あるんです。で今年は12日から。
Christmas is a season, it's a festival, it's basically a 12-day festival of constant celebration.
なのでこうクリスマスイブとかクリスマスの日にみんなで、お祝いして美味しいものを食べて楽しく過ごして、楽しい時間を過ごして終わりではないんです。
So often we think about Christmas. Okay, Christmas is the time when we eat good food and we get together with other people that we love and we can celebrate. But that's not all that it is, and it doesn't just end there.
神の御子、救い主イエス・キリストがお生まれになった。そのことがじゃあ一体自分の人生にどういう意味を持っているのか、それをこう深く考えて思いを巡らしていく季節。
It's a season, it's a period, it's a time in our lives, in our hearts, where we can mark again that the Son of God, Jesus, the Christ, our Savior, has been born. And He's been born in our midst, Emmanuel, God with us. And where we can really begin to realize the goodness, the hope, the joy of that, the meaning of that for our day-to-day lives.
今日はそのこともちょっとこう考えながら見ていきたいと思います。
And so today, as we think about that, we want to approach today's passage from Colossians 3.
2018年もあと、今日と明日と2日です。
2018, after today and tomorrow, it's done.
年の瀬、今、こう1年間どうだった、ね、来年はどんな年にしたい、そんな会話きっとこう飛び交う季節かなと思います。
And probably you and the people around you are beginning to look back and reflect on the year and say, okay, what was this year? How was this year? What were my challenges? How did I grow? What did this year look like?
ね、クリスマスカードとか年賀状とか、ね、あと日本ではお歳暮、ね、そういうギフトを通して昨年、まあ、今年1年間お世話になった人にこう感謝を伝える季節。
And so it's the time when we finished sending the Christmas cards, hopefully. And in Japan, it's where we're feverishly writing nengajo, if we do that, and give little gifts and things to express and show our love and our appreciation for people from the past year.
でもちろんお世話になった人だけじゃなくて、神様にね、全ての恵みと祝福を感謝する季節でもあります。
And this is also a season not only to say thank you to other people, but to pause and to give thanks to God for all of His blessings, for His protection, for His providence, for His, just for His being in our lives.
で、そう、ぜひこう恵みと祝福1年間振り返って、それについてこう感謝を捧げる、振り返ってみて感謝を捧げることはしていきたいんですが、今日はそれとはまた別に1年間振り返っていろんな人との人間関係はどうだったかなっていうのも振り返ってみたいと思います。
Of course we want to take time this year and we want to think about the grace. We want to think about the blessings that we have received from God, and that is really important. But we also want to look back and look at all of the relationships that we had with other people in the last year and ask, how are our relationships with other people, what state are they in after 1 year?
皆さん、今心の中に平和はあるでしょうか?
Do you have peace in your heart in this moment?
また、いろんな人との関係の間に平和はあるでしょうか?
Are you experiencing God's peace in your relationships with other people?
今、誰かと関係がギクシャクしてしまっているという人はいませんか?
Is there somebody that you are having a struggle with, in your relationship with them?
どうしてもあの人のことは許せないという人がいませんか?
Is there somebody that you, no matter how much you want to, no matter how hard you try, you just can't forgive?
そういうギクシャクした関係が あるね、残ってる。そういう時ってこう、嫌な気分になりませんか?
Don't you feel a kind of frustration, sadness, stress, restlessness when you have that unresolved thing in your relationship with that other person?
なんか楽しくなくないですか?
It's not fun.
あとこう、ね、その人を見るためにこう重くなったり疲れたり。
When you see that person, do you not feel like heavier, or do you not feel like more tired when you have to face them?
時にはこう夜も眠れない。そのことを考えたら夜も眠れないなんてこともあるんじゃないですか。
You ever have a time where you can't sleep at night when you think about the problems in that relationship?
そういう人間関係でこうぶつかってしまった時にどういうふうに向き合って進んでいけばいいのかこのことを、パウロは教えてくれている。
So it's when we come to those times, when we come to those clashes in relationships with others, how do we face that? And that's one of the things that Paul is addressing in his letter today.
様は平和の君と呼ばれている方です。
We sing and we read the scripture that talks about at Christmas time about Jesus being the Prince of Peace.
この平和の君が私たちにとってどういう意味を持っているのか。
So what does that mean? What does it mean to have the Prince of Peace in our lives?
今日のコロサイ人への箇所、3章12節から17節にはまあ、見てみると至ってシンプルですよね。たくさんあるんですけど、至って言ってることはすごくシンプル。
If you look again at today's passage from verses 12 to 17, it's pretty straightforward. I mean, there's a lot of things written here, a lot of things that are added in this scripture, but it's not one where you sit and you have to kind of scratch your head and figure out what Paul is trying to say.
ただ一つ、いろいろある中で一つ気づくことが、パウロはたくさん、なんとかしなさい、なんとかしなさい、なんとかしなさいっていう口を使っている。
But if you look at this passage, you can see that Paul is making a lot of requests, a lot of exhortations of the followers of Jesus in this passage.
12節には、深い同情心、慈愛、謙遜、柔和、寛容を身につけなさい。
He's instructing them to clothe themselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience.
13節、互いに許し合いなさい。
Forgive each other.
14節、これらすべての上に愛をつけなさい。
Verse 14, put on love.
15節、キリストの平和があなた方の心を支配するようにしなさい。
Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts.
同じく15節、感謝の心を持つ人になりなさい。
And be thankful.
これらを見ていくときに、でもその大前提として押さえておきたいことがあります。
And in all of that though, there's a premise. There'sThis is based on one specific thing that Paul is trying to say to us.
ただこうするべきだから黙ってこうしなきゃいけないっていうものではないです。
He's not saying you have to do this, and so in order to do that, you have to just kind of hold it all within yourself.
このコロサイ人への手紙の前半1章2章には、 キリストがしてくださったことが書かれています。
If you look at the entire letter that Paul writes to the church at Colossae, this Colossians, chapters 1 and 2 focus on what Christ has done for us.
で、続く3、4章、今日の箇所が3章に、じゃあそれに応答してクリスチャンがすべきことが書いてあります。
And then chapters 3 and 4 then are because of what Christ has done, then this is our response to Christ.
私たちはかつて神様を離れて神様と敵対してまた無視して悪い行いの中に歩んでいました。
We rejected God. We separated ourselves from God. We broke our relationship with God. That is the path that we have walked.
でも自分たちから関係を切ったのに神様の方から来てその関係を直してくださった。それがイエス様ですよね。
But God initiates the healing of that relationship. God creates reconciliation. And he does that through Jesus.
なので、パウロは何々しなさいの前に必ずあなた方は選ばれたんだから。あなた方は愛されているんだから、あなた方は許されたんだから、こうしなさいっていうことを言っています。
So in the same way, we have to read this passage that what Paul is saying is, God did this, so you are too. You are chosen. You are loved. You are forgiven by God through Jesus. And so you are too.
その前提はまず、押さえておきたい。
So we want to make sure that we really grasp that, that God initiates and then we respond.
だから6つ、まあ、人とこう衝突してしまうとき、人と人間関係がこうぶつかってしまうときに、じゃあどういうふうに向き合っていけばいいのか、6つのポイント、どういうふうな考えを持ってどういうふうな姿勢で向き合えばいいのか、その6つちょっと見ていくので、ぜひねノートを取って見てください。
Okay, and now we're going to share six very, very short, brief, pretty straightforward points that Paul says. So when you come to a conflict with somebody else, when you get into that argument, or when you become frustrated, or when that relationship with someone else is not going, In Jesus, I want you to be like this. I want you to do this. So, Hiro said, I want you to encourage you to take and write these six points down and remember them for 2019.
まず一つ目。衝突がもし起こったらではなくて、衝突は起こるものだよ。
The first is,The issue is what we do when a conflict, not if a conflict breaks out.
もし起こったらどうしよう。もし起こったらってこう仮想して考えて、起こらないに越したことはないけど、なんて考えていると、持ってかれちゃう、衝突する問題に。衝突はあるよ。人間関係がある以上、衝突は絶対起こるんだよっていうのはまず一つ押さえておきたい。
We like to think in theory. So if there is a problem with somebody, and when we say if, it becomes some kind of pie in the sky and it floats away in the sky as some kind of information that we don't really apply to our lives. Mm. Paul is saying, you are going to have conflict. There is definitely going to be conflict in your relationships with other people. And so, when you are meeting that conflict, this is howIn Jesus, we're called to be.
で、そう、起こるからぜひノートを取って実践してみてくださいっていうこと。
And so that's why we're taking notes, because we have already experienced conflict and we are going to experience conflict in the next year. So we want to live this in our lives.
2つ目、恐れは問題をこじれさせる。
Secondly, when we follow fear, when we become enslaved to fear, it definitely makes the conflict worse.
こう何か、問題である人と見つかった時に、あ、その人が怒ったらどうしよう。その人が、その人に自分が傷つけられたらどうしよう。また自分が傷つけてしまったらどうしよう。あ、恐れを抱いてしまうことがあると思います。
We often, lose to fear.Because we can talk ourselves out of fixing the problem. If I tell this person, they may become upset with me, and then what will I do? Or if I tell them that, then it may hurt them, or they may say something that will hurt me even more, and we lose to the fear.
恐れを抱いてしまうのはしょうがないと思います。誰しもあると思います。
We all have fear. That's.We can't do anything about that.
ただ覚えておかなきゃいけないのはその恐れに従っていくと問題はこうどんどん膨らんで悪くなっていってしまうよって言ってます。
But if we obey, if we bow to fear, then if we become enslaved to our fear, then the problem always definitely gets worse.
神様は聖書を通して恐れるな。
In Scripture, God says over and over and over and over again, "Do not be afraid."
11月ぐらいかな、たくさんが聖書クラスやってきた時にも出てきたんですけど、この恐れるなっていう言葉が聖書に何回出てくるんでしたっけ？
Gaku shared about this in the Bible class that this word, these words from God, "Do not be afraid," repeats so many times in Scripture. How many times do you remember? How many times he said this phrase shows up in the Bible? Anybody know? Remember?
そう、365回ですね。
Yes, 365 times. One time for every day of the year.
Wow, that's a message.
1年間通して、もう毎日覚えておいていい。恐れちゃいけないんだ。神様恐れなんて言ってるんだ。
So God is saying that to you every single day. If you read your Bible, He is saying that to you every day. In the next year, do not be afraid.
また、第一ヨハネの手紙にはこういう言葉があります。愛には恐れがありません。全く愛は恐れを知れ出します。
John, one of Jesus' apostles, writes this in his pastoral letter to the church in 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love.But perfect love drives out fear.
Three. じゃあこの衝突の問題解決をするときに私たちは成人や科学者である必要はないですよ。
Okay, number three. When you're facing a conflict in a relationship with somebody else, you don't have to be a saint. Okay, you don't have to be perfect.You don't have to be a rocket scientist. You don't have to have some kind of special intelligence or knowledge in order to solve that conflict.
人間関係の問題を解決するのに、そう、なんかすごく清いと、またすごく全体に成熟した人である必要もないし、何か特別な知識を持っていなきゃいけないわけでもないんです。
We like to fool ourselves into thinking that we have to be from the super spiritual squad or we have to have like a PhD in conflict resolution in order to solve our problems with others.
全ての人がもちろん失敗もあると思います。でも全ての人は経験を通してそれを学んでいくことができると言われています。
Everybody faces conflict, which means everybody can learn how to handle conflict.
逆に言うと、自分と誰かとの問題が起きた、そこに問題が起きたときに、まあ、第三者が入ってその問題の解決を助けてくれることはあると思います。でも、本当の和解はその人同士じゃなきゃできないんです。
Of course, you can have somebody listen to you. You can have somebody who can be an intermediary, who can help facilitate conversation. But we can say, nobody else can solve that problem for you, between the two of you. Both of you have to come. Both of you have to come to the table. Both of you have to have the attitude, I am going to solve this problem.
なので、そういう問題が起きた時には、ちょっとこう、受け身になって待っていてはいけない。
So, just like we heard a couple weeks ago, we can't be passive. This is a call to active participation.
この際の12節に、あなた方は深い同情心、慈愛、謙遜、柔和、寛容を身につけなさい、着なさい。アクティブ。
So if you look at verse 12, Paul says, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Focusing on that, clothe yourselves. You're not a baby. Somebody's not clothing you. You pick your clothes and you put them on yourself.
選んでくださるのは神様で、神様で。愛してくださるのも神様で、許してくださるのも神様で。それをされたんだから今度は私たちがそういったものを身につける、これは私たちの責任なんです。
God chose us. God loves us. God forgave us. And so our response then is to put on our adult pants. Get dressed ourselves.
娘、よくこう人間関係の衝突が起きたときに見る、または自分たちがしてしまうのが争う、もう本当に喧嘩する、口論するか避ける、この2つです。
A lot of times when you read books or articles or people talk about conflict resolution, they usually say that there's two responses or two options in a conflict. It's either fight or flight.
不満とか怒りをもう感情に任せてぶつける。または、ね、正しいこと、正論でもそれを言って論破しようとする。
We lose to our anger. We let our anger take over and we say things that is inside of us that we have always wanted to say, that we've been hoping to say, that we've been frustrated.And we, or we lash out to that person in some way, or
または自分の感情だったりいろんな思いを押し殺してなかったことにして逃げて、
or we just shove it down a little bit further in, we just take another breath, we try to pretend like we're okay, and we're trying to avoid the conflict, walking on eggshells.
子供の喧嘩を想像するときっとそういうのがあると思います。
I think if you think about children, when children argue, children are like that. They usually have one of those two responses. What are you doing? I don't like her. I'm not talking to her anymore.
笑っちゃうんだけど、大人や自分たちも同じことをするんですよね。
We laugh, but we do exactly the same thing as adults.
パウロは今日の箇所のちょっと前にこんなことを書いています。しかし今はあなた方もすべてこれらのこと、すなわち怒り、憤り、悪意、そしり、あなた方の口から出るはずべき言葉を捨ててしまいなさい。互いに偽りを言ってはいけません。あなた方は古い人をその行いと一緒に脱ぎ捨てて新しい人を着たのです。
And so right before today's passageAnd Paul says this if you look in verse 8 and verse 9. But now you must rid yourselves of all things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices.
愛とか憤りとか悪意とかそしりとか、ね、あなた方の力で恥ずいことはこういうのも争いですよね、ぶつかる。また
All of these words anger, rage, malice, slander, filthy language, those are all connected with conflict.
また、そうですね。避けるね。あったか、自分の感情を押し殺してなかったことにしてっていうのは、こう言えば偽りを言ってる、ことになりますよね。
When we talk about the fight or flight, that first section, that whole list of words, is fight. And where it says, do not lie to each other, that is actually flight. When we are running away from the problem, we're lying to each other. Because we're pretending like things are okay when they're not.
でも、これはよく見るケースかもしれないけど、古い自分です。以前は私はそうだったけど、イエス様によって変えられたよね。こうじゃない向き合い方があるよね。
But Paul says, that's your old self. That's who you were. That's not who you are anymore.
なので、パウルは言いますね。三つ目の選択肢があるよ。新しい人を着なさい。互いに許し合いなさい。愛しなさい。キリストの心、キリストの平和であなたの心を支配しなさい。
And so Paul says, you're now new people in Jesus, because of Jesus, because of what he's done, you are now new people. So put on the new clothes of a new person, which is forgiving one another. Love each other. Be ruled by the peace of Christ. And be thankful.
五つ目。実は、絶好のチャンス。
Number five. Hey! Conflict is actually an opportunity.
今はチャンスね。年末特大セールみたいなポンプなんですけど。
You know how they have those like, little like draws or bags? It's like, yeah, 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 I got it. It's kind of like that. It's like, yeah, this is my opportunity.
もちろん、本当に誰かとぶつかって深刻な状況にいるときはこんなポンプにはいられないと思います。
Yeah, of course you're not going to be like, yay, conflict! None of us have that feeling.
でも、絶好のチャンスだというのは覚えてる。
But please remember, this is an opportunity for you.
よくこう、自分たちカンボジアに旅をしますね。カンボジアじゃなくてもこう旅行をするときって、例えばそのカンボジアの旅では、チームを組んで、カンボジア、シンガポールに行って、まあ、10日間、一緒に生活をします。
You can think about any kind of trip that you've gone on with other people. One thing that works for us is we think about Cambodia because we go 3 times a year. So you gather the team, you train, you prepare, you go to Singapore and Cambodia for 10 days together all the time.
中には、ね、初めて出会っていきなり10日間一緒に過ごすっていうケースも多くあります。
And there's a lot of people, their first time to meet is at that orientation meeting before you go to Cambodia. And then you spend 10 days together all the time.
で、一緒にご飯を食べて、ね、一緒に活動して、一緒に遊んで、ね、一緒に、なんだ、寝泊まりして、ね、そうやっていくと、やっぱり必ず衝突は起こるんです。
You eat meals together, you share the same room to sleep in, you have to share the same shower facility, you have to be in small spaces together for a long time, you have to work together. When there's something that doesn't go as planned, you've got to figure out how to fix that together. And inevitably, there is always conflict.
でもその旅が終わってみるとすごく絆が生まれているってことはないですか?
But when we look back on it, oftentimes that's the opportunity for us to really get to know each other more deeply, to overcome that and to become closer to each other.
衝突が、ね、誰かと衝突があるとよく関係を諦めてしまうケースがたくさんあります。
There's all kinds of examples where when you come to a conflict, you just give up. Okay, I'm done with that person.
でも自分の一番の親友または仲のいい家族、ね、夫婦、そういう関係を思い出したときに、それでどうやってそれだけ関係が近くなっていったのかを思い出してみてください。
But I want you to think about the people who are closest to you, whether that's a close friend or a family member or a spouse or whatever. How do you continue that relationship? How do you not give up on that relationship but continue? And through that conflict, what is the result?
またはもしね、そういう自分はこの人は明けは信頼できるという人がいないのなら、それはどうしてなのか。
And if those people, if you don't have those long-lasting close relationships, why is that? And how is that for you?
どんな人間関係においても、人間関係というのは相性による部分はある程度あると思います。でも一番大事なのはお互いの決心、お互いのコミットメント、それが一番大事なんです。
The most important thing in a relationship with another person, of course you want to feel love, you want to show love, you want to enjoy your time together, but more important than that is a commitment. A commitment to stick it outA commitment to walk together, to not give up on each other.
どれだけこの人と関係を深く持って一緒に歩んでいきたいか、その愛と決心が関係を深くさせてくれています。
How committed are we to going deeper, to knowing that person, to becoming more vulnerable, to being known by that person, and continuing to walk through life with them?
衝突があることが問題ではないです。
So the problem is not the problem itself. The conflict is not the problem in the relationship.
衝突があったときにどう向き合っていくのかがキーなんですね。
The challenge is how do we face the conflict? How do we overcome the conflict in that relationship when it does happen?
むしろ全く衝突がない関係というのは本当に親しい関係なんでしょうか。
We can ask ourselves, if we never have a conflict with that person, do we really have a relationship with that person? Are we really intimate with that person?
本当の関係、本当に深い関係というのは、そういう衝突を何度も何度も一緒に乗り越えていた先にあるの。
A real relationship is one that will face conflict many times.But we'll continue to overcome that together.
6つ目、ここから始まる。
Number six, it begins here.
でながらこのメッセージを聞いてしまった皆さんから始めます。始まっています。大丈夫。ここに来てね。今このメッセージを聞いてしまっているここから始まっていくことだよ。
So unfortunately because you're here, it means that you are now a participant in resolving conflict.
この輪が、このコミュニティが一番、最高 の、 その訓練の場になっていくんだよ。
So this gathering, this group, this community, we are now the ambassadorsWe are now the ones who are charged, who are called to begin this process of reconciliation in relationships.
なぜかって、全く和解する気がない人と和解しようとしても、これちょっと絶望的なんですよ。
Because if we're facing somebody who has no intention, has no desire to reconcile, that is hopeless.
でもお互いに和解、どうにか和解したいと思っている、または和解すべきだと分かっているならば、そこには希望があります。
But no matter how big the conflict is, if both sides have the desire, if both sides commit to each other, to overcoming that conflict can be overcome.
まずは自分から、自分と、
It begins with me. Am I willing to reconcile? Am I willing to bring peace into a relationship with the other person?
そこから始まった和解というのはこのコミュニティに広がっていくと思います。
And I think we start by practicing that here in this midst, in this family. It starts from this community and it moves its way out.
そしたらここから自分の家族だったり友達だったり職場の人、そういった人たちにつながっていきます。
And if we can learn to practice that, to be people of reconciliation in this family, we can take that and be people of reconciliation in our blood relation families, in our workplaces, in our communities.
Amen.
And that means that's bringing peace into the world. There's one more thing and it begins here. This is where our spiritual growth begins.
いや、人間関係の問題と、ね、神様との霊的なこと何が関係あるのって思うかもしれません。
You may think, okay, so what is the connection between my relationship with other people and my relationship with God, my spiritual life?
ただこの 人間関係の衝突を乗り越えていくことで互いに変えられていくプロセス、これが私たちを霊的に大きく成長させてくれる電子訓練の一つだと言われています。
The biggest, the most promising start in our growth as a disciple of Jesus is through our personal transformation when we learn how to face and overcome conflict with other people.
神様の器を受け取ってそれを実践してお互いに愛し合っていく、ここに成長が生まれる。
We have received from God.We've received from Jesus. Jesus chooses us. Jesus loves us. Jesus forgives us. And then we enact that in our relationship with other people. We choose each other. We love each other. We forgive each other. And so lastly, we want to focus on this word, forgive, forgiveness.
許しというのは決して簡単なことではありません。
Forgiveness definitely is not an easy thing.
よくこう、もしかしたら英語で forgive and forget っていう言葉があるから。
In English you hear this dumb phrase a lot. Forgive and forget.
そう、なんか、まあ、意味合いとしては許すというのはね、こう、まあ、いろいろあったけど、全部水に流して忘れよう、キリストから忘れよう、前に進もう。
We think, okay, just forgive, and then you just pretend like it never happened, and just like move on, and you let it go and flow with the river. You know.
ただ気をつけなきゃいけないのは、暴力とか争いがないことが、ね、表面的に現れてないことが平和なのではないですよ。
But what we have to remember is when we pretend that it'sfinished, it doesn't mean that it has left. It doesn't mean that the marks aren't still there.
本当の和解っていうのは、自分の感情を押し殺して我慢してなかったことにして前に進む、そういうことじゃない。
True peace in a relationship, true reconciliation is not ignoring or suppressing our emotions. It's not just trying toHold everything within. It's not trying to ignore the hurt.
本当は何かわだかまりがあるのに、本当はこうお互いにまだ和解してないのに、顔にはニコニコ、表面にはニコニコして挨拶を交わして過ごしていく。それって相手に対しても自分に対しても嘘をついてることになる。
True peace, true forgiveness.True reconciliation is not ignoring it and then just going around with a smiling face to each other and saying, how are you doing? I'm happy to see you, blah, 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 and pretending like everything's okay. That is lying. Lying to each other.
だって上辺だけを取り繕うんじゃなくて、ちゃんとこう思ってることを素直に伝えて話し合って、お互いにプロセスしていくこと。それが許しの中では大事なポイントになります。
True forgiveness, true reconciliation happens when we can be open with each other and we can say, I am hurt. There is a problem between us, but I love you and I'm committed to working through this with you.
何かを本当に許すことのできる力っていうのは、まず私たちが神様に許されている、その許しを本当に受け取っている人だけができることだと思います。
The only way that we can really find power and strength to forgive is first remembering, realizing, truly accepting we have been forgiven by God.
神様、イエス様を送ってくれて、そういう形で許してくれたんだ、OK っていう、こう、頭だけの理解じゃないですね。
It's not just a head knowledge, though. It's not a, God sent Jesus, Jesus died on the cross, and I'm forgiven, the end. Amen.
の罪、自分の欠けている部分を本当に悲しんで、それでも神様を愛してくれて、許してくれて、その許しを体験した人が、誰かを許すことができるようになっている。
But it's feeling brokenness that we were in a broken relationship from God, and that God saw past that, that God really loved us, that God gave His everything, His best for us to forgive us, and the joy and the peace that we receive from that. When we really, really know that, when we really know that in our lives.That's the beginning for peace, for reconciliation with other people.
本当に人を許せるかどうかというのは、神様との健全で親しい関係を持っている人が。
When we have an intimate relationship, when we have a healthy relationship with God, God gives us what we need to be able to resolve that conflict.
振り返ってみると、衝突してしまうときに私たちは和解の道を選ぶべきだよ、しかもそれはできるよということをパウロは教えてくれています。
So Paul is encouraging us in today's passage. When you face the conflict and you are going to face conflict with other people, when you doYou can choose the path of reconciliation in that relationship. You can reconcile. You can solve that conflict.
なぜなら、あなた方は、私たちは選ばれている、神様に選ばれているし、愛されているからだよ、許されているからだよ。
You can do it because you have been chosen. Because you have been loved.Because you have been forgiven.
じゃあなんでそれがわかるのか。
And how do you know that?
あ、お前になったから。
Because Jesus was born.
神様が一人子を私たちに与えてくださったから。
God gave His one beloved Son for us.
だから私たちはこのクリスマスを祝うんです。
And that is why we celebrate Emmanuel.God is with us.
Amen.
神様からの平和をぜひ世界に広げていきましょう。
Let's take that peace on earth that the angel sang of. Let's apply that in our lives, but let's also share that. Let's see peace on earth through our attitudes, through our actions, through our words.